I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
Welcome back to another episode of the Game of Parents podcast, the place where you get to hear all about our life in parenting and in gaming. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and amazing husband and gamer partner in crime, Kevin.
Hey, everyone.
If this is your first time here, we're parents who game. We have two kids, ages 4 and 6. And this is episode 115. Woo! Now, we do have an announcement to make before talking about our life updates. So I'll pass the mic to Kevin.
Yes, so I'll go ahead and give that announcement. So this is episode 115, which will be a regular episode. Mm-hmm. And then next week, we will do episode 116.
Yes.
And that will be a review of the game Tower Song that we have been playing for the last few weeks. And
streaming it as well.
Yeah. So we're going to do like a full-on game review, which has been a while since we've done like an in-depth review.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah. So that will pretty much be like that entire episode. Mm-hmm. A majority of it, at least, where we'll be talking about it and rating the game in the categories that we usually do. Mm-hmm. And spending a lot of time just talking about Tower Song. So that will be next week's episode. But this week will be the usual thing. And then after next week's episode, we will be taking a break for the holidays.
Yes.
So we will be taking it easy for, you know, the rest of November and December. Mm-hmm. And plan is to come back at the beginning of January after New Year's.
Yep. Once we broke our resolutions.
Yeah, that won't take too long. So don't know exactly how many weeks that is, but just so everyone's aware. And we'll remind everyone next week as well.
Yep. And we will still be streaming and gaming as usual.
Yeah, we'll still be around in every other ways that we are on the Discord and on Twitch and all of that social media and stuff. It'll be just the podcast episodes that we're going to take a little break on.
Yep, so that we could spend more time with family and holiday food and gaming.
Everything else, yeah.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, we can jump into the life update of what's been going on over here this last week. And I will start by saying we have spent a lot of time, well, you have spent a lot of time making changes to both of the kids' bathrooms.
Oh, yes.
Because I feel like before this, their bathrooms were very, for the most part, plain, right? They kind of had, it literally looked like a kid's bathroom as much.
No.
Outside of, you know, their toothbrushes and kids' toothpaste. And
their kids' bath toys.
Yeah, and of course their bath toys. But like, as far as decor, there wasn't a lot that made it really look like kids' stuff. Mm-hmm. And so you went out and got some things to make their bathrooms feel more like their own distinct bathrooms, you know?
Now, let me take a step back on why we did all of that. And it's because we've been having this play date, right, with a neighborhood friend. And it was so funny how, like, one day Faith decided to use the restroom at their house. And their friend's bathroom was, like, all pink, unicorn, and rainbows. And that inspired Faith. It just, you know, all this while she was content with whatever we have here. And then suddenly she's like, hey, I didn't know like we could have our own bathroom decor. And she's like, Mommy, I want rainbows from my bathroom too. And of course, while I started working on her bathroom decor and stuff, Dylan's like, hey, I want my own decor too. If Faith has hers, why can't I have mine? And so he chose a space theme. So I have one bathroom that's all decked out with rainbows and another bathroom is all space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, but I thought it was funny how like just a trip to a friend's house could influence them so easily. But they did put a good case. They said like, we want our own bathrooms. You have your bathroom. We want to have our own nice decor too. So, I mean, they've put up with the regular ones for 6 years for Dylan and 4 years for Faye.
Yeah, I mean, we had had those for a long time anyways.
Yeah, so since we moved in.
Due to be replaced.
Yeah.
For some of those things.
Why not have fun, right?
Yeah, and they kind of needed like a, you know, rugs and stuff anyways. Mm-hmm. So, but it also makes their bathrooms a little more fun.
Yeah.
For, you know, especially for them.
Yes. So, bathroom makeover.
That's right.
And speaking of decor, we also started, I know it's still Thanksgiving, coming to Thanksgiving, but we also started taking our Christmas decor down from the attic. And today, actually, I put up our tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the simple Christmas stuff out. I didn't want to go all out yet because I know I need to save some pumpkins for Thanksgiving, you know, to have that Thanksgiving look. But to be honest, between Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's like too short of a time to switch up all the decors. So,
yeah.
And too much work for a parent, I mean. So I'm just sticking to like decking out for Christmas versus Thanksgiving. And then it'll stay there longer, you know?
Mm-hmm. So the house is really starting to have that Christmas feel.
Yeah, started playing the Christmas songs on Alexa as well.
Yes, yep. And that's starting to kind of, I don't know, I just feel like when life starts to kind of have that Christmas touch, everything just seems better.
I know. Hot chocolate and marshmallows.
It starts with the Christmas tree. Hopefully sometime this week we'll have our Christmas lights up on the house.
That's true, yep.
And sometime soon, there'll be eggnog in the fridge, and, like, we'll be all set.
Yeah.
Presents under the tree.
Yeah, Santa. We need to wait on Santa for that.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because today, when we were hanging out with our kids' playdate friends, you know, and then the mom asked me, like, what is your Christmas tree theme gonna be? And I didn't know that there was, like, a theme thing, but I guess there is, because if you go to Hobby Lobby or anywhere else, you could see, like, some Christmas trees are all pink, or some are like all gingerbread, snowman. And for us, we never really have a theme for our Christmas tree, I don't think. But when I was putting up the ornaments today, I noticed something really special. Is that wherever we go, this is like mm-hmm. a tradition that Kevin and I like started together.
Yeah.
Like wherever we travel to, we would get an ornament from that place. And
that usually says the name of that
yeah.
place.
And when I was hanging up the ornaments, I saw like, you know, where we've been to, not all the places, because like some places like Belize, we never found an ornament even though we tried.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not like you could find those everywhere. It's not
yeah.
super, especially like if you go somewhere like in July and like, yeah. you're not like you're going to find Christmas ornaments necessarily.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought that was special. So now I know what to answer if people ask, what is your theme for your Christmas tree? And I would say special memories or like places we've been to, because
mm-hmm.
I know there's like an ornament for our wedding cake that we kept, and then there's an ornament for when we first bought this house, and there's ornaments for our kids' first Christmas, each of them, and ornaments for every place we've been to. So mm-hmm. basically our Christmas tree is just like everything and anything that we've been through, and it'll just keep adding on. So
we're gonna need to get a bigger tree at some point.
Not yet, but yeah. Yeah, so that is the theme. And we even have like a dream hack Christmas tree ornament. It's a Pokeball.
Oh yeah, that's what we bought from one of the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so that was what I thought was special. Anywho's, that was all about the decor.
Yeah, so enough with decorating.
Mm-hmm.
What have we been doing this week? You've been extra busy with a lot going on, so I'll let you talk about that.
So Dylan's school had a family picnic event. I don't even know what it's for. It's so random. It
yeah, wasn't a Thanksgiving thing. You don't have to thing. Have reasons to
I guess it. Not. Yeah, maybe the weather is turning nice, so that's why they wanted a family picnic, because Texas is too hot to go sit outside there.
Yeah, it's finally cooling down some.
It's finally cooling down. Still around the 80s, but not too bad, you know?
It's always like sometime between Halloween and Thanksgiving is like when the weather starts to get like cold, and there might be like a couple of days here and there where like the weather is good. Mm-hmm. I feel like it goes from like high 80s, low 90s to like 50s, like really fast.
Yeah.
There's not really many days in there where it's like 60s or 70s.
Yeah. So yeah, they did this family picnic event, which you couldn't attend because you're working.
Yeah, it was the middle of the day on a weekday.
Mm-hmm. So I got Dylan his favorite Whataburger and brought a picnic mat and went to school. And we already pre-arranged to sit next to his closest friends so we could all eat together during lunchtime and enjoy each other's company. And I thought it was neat because I get to see the whole, what do you call it, campus, like, of the kids in the same grade. They go by grades for their lunch period, you know? And that was cute to see all the parents who came and spent time with their kids for lunch at one time. Because normally when we do that monthly, we would, what do you call it, like...
Well, that's not like an event where all the parents are invited to, you know?
Yeah. So like, we would only see like maybe a couple other parents there, right?
Yeah.
So this was nice to see everyone sitting together, eating. And some people even brought their camp chairs, their folding tables.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone to that one.
Yeah, me too, me too. And since it was like near Thanksgiving, and then of course, like my mom friends, we all have this like mom's giving event, which is technically like Friendsgiving, but we call it mom's giving because we're all mothers. So I went to a mom's giving event with a big group of ladies in this mothers of preschoolers community. And so each of us had, and it was a potluck event. So each of us brought something to contribute to the mom's giving, right? So it was like a deck out feast of Thanksgiving. Someone even made a turkey. So we had ham, turkey, mashed potatoes, green beans, all the traditional food that you'll find in a Thanksgiving dinner. And of course, I brought pies, and there was just like so much food. I can't even, I had like 3 servings. I was so full, and there was still leftovers. So yeah, it was a fun mom's giving event where we were like thankful. And then we wrote like on a square patch of paper, cloth, what we are thankful for or what we would like in a friend, a mom friend, a fellow mom friend. And then we kind of like made a quilt out of it there and then. Not sewing, it was like a tying quilt. So they all have like a corner piece that you could tie to each other. So you kind of like make a blanket.
Okay.
So yeah, that was like a sweet, fond memory of mom's giving for me. And then that night, on the same day.
That's right.
After the kids went down. So this all happened on the same day as the picnic as well.
Yeah, busy, busy day.
I know. So yeah, mom's giving in the morning, lunchtime picnic with family, friends. And then after the kids go down at night, going to another mom's giving event. And this time with a smaller group of friends. It's like intimate 4 people kind of mom's giving, where it was more like snacks. And but even then there was like food, like main dish, like chicken pie and everything. So it was nice. And we played games. And the host, which is a friend, a close friend of mine, she actually like printed out games to play, and like this or that,
mm-hmm.
or quiz, unscramble letters, words, I mean. And then we each won a prize for the games. So.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I know. I thought she really did all out, like... I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was just a friend hangout kind of like chill party. But I mean, it was still chill, but it was just so fancy how she prepared. So hats off, you know, mm-hmm. to her for all that work. But that's about it for...
For that day.
That day.
On to the next day.
I know, social butterfly. Yes, I'll let you talk about the next day since this is the one that you can join us on.
Yes, so I actually took part in this next thing. I don't know where I've been all week, but... so this weekend, we... And this has been in the plans for a while, but we took the kids to Disney on Ice, and... It was specifically, because I guess there's different ones, this was specifically Frozen and Encanto, which if you've been listening to the podcast long, you'd know that we really like Frozen and Encanto. I mean, as far as...
Music.
like, as far as Disney goes, we like Disney movies, yeah. but specifically those two movies, mm-hmm. probably up there in the top five for sure.
Yeah.
Especially the music. I love the music in both those.
You especially like Encanto music because it's yeah. more upbeat.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why it doesn't, I mean, doesn't really go with a lot of the other music that I like or listen to, but I won't be embarrassed to admit it. I do like Encanto music.
Yeah.
And I guess, what did we think? What did you think about the show?
I thought it was phenomenal because we actually get to see all the characters and not only see them, but they're actually skating and doing something. Because when you see them in like Disneyland or whatever, they're normally just waving and walking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one is like they're acting out and performing, you know? So mm-hmm. it's almost like a combination between Cirque du Soleil and Disney to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus
yeah.
I can't ice skate, so.
Yeah, I think the ice skating was better than I thought. Mm-hmm. I kind of just thought it was going to be like the characters in like full on, like completely over the body costumes, uh-huh. you know, like ice skating, in which obviously if you're wearing a costume like that, you're probably pretty limited
yeah.
in your ice skating ability.
I right? know.
Like a lot of the Frozen characters, like outside of Olaf and Sven, obviously,
uh-huh.
like there's probably not a lot they can do. But the other characters, like, you know, they didn't have to have their faces covered. They weren't wearing these huge costumes, you know,
uh-huh.
and like they were a lot more agile and mm-hmm. like they could skate faster. And wasn't there one of like, I forget which character, like one of them did like a flip or something?
Oh, I think that was
like
Kristoff.
He jumped over. Yeah, he like did like a flip over the sled or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a few moments in there that were like really cool. Like, oh, wow, did you see that moments?
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't really expecting that,
mm-hmm.
Like going into this.
And
to basically like summarize like what they do.
The movie.
And I don't know if they do this like for all the other Disney on Ice shows, mm-hmm. but it was basically like they just go through like all of the songs of the movie.
The main
as
ones.
Well as like the main parts
mm-hmm.
of the movies. And they'll play the song and the characters will be skating around, like pretending like they're talking to each other, but kind of acting out the scene
yeah.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the full length of the movies. And even some of the songs, we had noticed that they were like shortened versions
yeah.
of the songs. It wasn't like the full length songs. So we know the songs well enough that like we noticed that mm-hmm, or like mm-hmm. caught on to that.
Yeah. But it makes sense because can't imagine the characters performing to the full song when they're already doing a lot. Especially like when Isabella in Encanto was mm-hmm. singing and they were like doing the aerial performing
thing. Yeah, so that was another cool part where they like brought like the swing thing down, like, yeah. you know, from the ceiling. And that's like what they like swing around like on vines or something
yeah.
in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And so that's like what that was for.
Mm-hmm.
And so they use that like a few times during the song.
Yeah, it's almost acrobatic what she did with yeah. Mirabelle. So
yeah, yeah. So that was cool. It's not just ice skating.
Mm-hmm. And our daughter dressed as Mirabelle. She picked. I gave her all the options from all her costumes in her.
And she has a lot of Disney costumes.
That's for sure. And then she picked Mirabelle. And which we're fine with because we are watching Encanto. So
yeah.
She came prepared. And I love the souvenir they got. They got these wands, right?
Yeah. So hold on. Just back up a second because that's another part of the experience that was not the show. So it's at like this big stadium. It's a local stadium where there's a lot of like sporting events and the rodeo and all that stuff. And we kind of walk in the doors and I immediately am kind of like, oh no. Because there's like toy shops like everywhere. Like, yeah. as soon as you walk in, and, like, there's no way, you can't really go anywhere without, like, walking past all of these.
Yeah.
And immediately, like, Dylan's kind of, like, okay, because he's older. But Faith, I can tell, is like, oh, I want that, I want that, I want that, and I want two of those, and, you know, I'll take one of those. And, like, everything she sees, because it's, like, toys and stuff
and
for all the characters that she yeah. loves, right? Because yeah. she watches all the Disney movies, and she knows what everything is. And she, you know, it's not like just walking through the toy aisle at Walmart. Like,
yeah, no,
you know. And so at first I'm like, let's just find our seats. Let's just, you know, figure out where we're going and then we can come back. And so it took me a little while to get her through all the shops.
Oh, yeah.
So we kind of had to walk right next to everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you and them went back out and did, they did get to pick out a toy and stuff. So go ahead and I'll let you talk about those because that's your part.
Yeah. So I brought them back to the toy section and we line up for it. And then, Dylan chose, so these ones are not just regular ones, they light up, you know, mm-hmm. in different colors or different pattern of lights, very similar to the ones you see in Disneyland. And Dylan wanted a Maui hook. And I thought that was a pretty cool one, actually, to make the Maui hook into one because mm-hmm. it even has like engravings on them. I really think that like someone who is good at cosplay decided like, hey, we need to make this for Disneyland.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like the size of it is pretty good. It's not like it's, you know, small. And it's like, it's really, it feels really durable.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, just button on it, right? That makes it light up and like, it'll like blink faster, blink slower.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's like different styles of lighting mm-hmm. in it. And so it's pretty cool. So I just, you know, hope they don't hit each other with it now that we have them at home.
I know.
And then Faith had Elsa's wand.
Faith got Elsa's wand. Well, Elsa doesn't have a wand.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, after we got home, I was like, wait, Elsa doesn't even have a wand.
No, right? It's just a snowflake wand, but it's like to represent Frozen, you know?
Yeah. But it's weird they do that. Well, I guess there's not really any other choices. Like, what else are you going to do for like something to sell kids for Elsa's?
I know, right?
Except for like her dress or something.
Yeah, and Faith really, really wanted to buy the merch, the clothing merch as well. Like, she saw Bruno. Yeah, like
she doesn't have enough Disney dresses at home.
And we were like, nope, we're going. So, and they got snow cones, right?
Yep.
But this snow cone is no ordinary snow cone. It's served in a mug, like, that has the shape of whatever character. So, Dylan got an Olaf mug, yeah. And they've got Elsa and Anna mugs. So
they got some Frozen mugs and they came with these really cool spoons/straws.
Yeah.
Like, combined.
Which they also charge you for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. None of this stuff is cheap, by the way.
Yeah, it's Disney. What do you expect?
Disney, bringing Disney to you prices.
Yes. So, yeah. And we end up like having to eat up the snow cones, you and me, because the kids only like took the first few bites and they're like, I'm done.
Yep.
They just want the cup, basically. Can we just get the cup without the snow cones? So, yeah, that was our experience with Disney on Ice. The kids had a great time because they get to see, and there were fireworks and a lot of like
snow. Little bit. And not like full on firework displays, but they had a couple of that went off like during the show
at certain times. Where Anna and Elsa were, I mean, like the skating ring, they had like snow falling as well. You know, like
they had really cool like lighting effects.
Yeah,
because you have like the ice rink out there, mm-hmm. and they had lights up above that would like shine certain things, right? So like in Encanto, when there was the cracking right in the house, they like showed cracking like on the ice floor.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of looked like it was cracking, but you know, it's obviously all done through lights and they do stuff like that.
And
like
flowers,
a lot.
Yeah. Everything. I forgot that it was just lights that do that. For some reason, I thought there was a projector or something.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's all our first time, right? For Disney on Ice. You've never been either.
Yeah. That's right.
So it's all four of us. It's first time. Worth it.
But it was just cute watching like our kids sing along to the songs that mm-hmm. they know, right? And we play them here at home on and off. We watch the movies every once in a while. And even I know a lot of the words to the songs.
Yeah. And it's so funny how like, because this is a Disney event and you know it's Encanto and Frozen, the number of kids dress up as Elsa or Mirabelle or anyone.
That's what I was worried about because like Faith was dressed up as Mirabelle. And there was like 100 other little girls dressed up as Mirabelle. So I'm like, Faith, are you Faith? No, not you. Sorry, wrong person.
Yeah.
Like I was worried that like
we definitely
had to
get
mixed up with some other kid.
I know, keep an eye on our kids during that time because it was crowded, you know, super crowded. And it was easy for them to like run off when they want something and we are like going one way and they want to go another way. Remember how a few times like they just walk off from us and we had to like come back here next to us,
yeah.
you know, Because I don't think they're aware how hard it is to find 4 feet of a person.
Yeah.
Or less.
Or Faith is one who just like not want to hold hands in like crowded places when we're trying to all stick together.
Yeah. So yeah, the good.
But overall, it was a good experience and a good show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now, shall we jump to the gaming? Because yes. I think that's all we had in life.
Yes, that was it. Only all those things. Okay, in gaming, so within the last week, I had the idea of getting Dylan to start, or getting him introduced to some of the older Pokemon games that I had played. And I actually got the idea because someone in the community, and she knows who she is, had started a Pokemon Red playthrough. And so I was looking at different emulators to play some of like the old Pokemon games, because obviously I'm not going to go find an old Game Boy Color or Game Boy Advance or whatever.
I bet they still sell them though.
Yeah, probably harder to find, but yeah. And so I found one that you can just download from the Apple Store. So I got that on the kid's iPad and downloaded Pokemon Leaf Green for Dylan. And he started playing that. And if you're not familiar with the Pokemon games, like they were the first ones that were like Red, Blue, and then Yellow. And then maybe 5-ish years later, I don't know exactly how long it was after that, 5 to 10, they came out with Leaf Green and Fire Red games, which were basically remakes of like the original. I think they added quite a few things, but it's very similar in like that it's the original 150 Pokemon, and like all the trainers are the same, and a lot of the same, the map's the same and everything. And that's what I wanted him to experience, right? Because I've been introducing him to a lot of the first generation Pokemon. We're still doing our Pokemon of the Day thing, where every day he'll ask me what the Pokemon of the Day is, and I'll share one with him. And those are all from the first generation. So he's running into Pokemon, and he's like, oh, I know who that is, you know? And like that's been fun for him. So if anyone's curious, he did pick Charmander as his starter Pokemon in the game. And he's already gotten the first badge. He beat Brock, the gym leader. And now he's about to fight Misty, who's the second gym leader.
Yeah, so, he told me about the...
Which is the water trainer.
Gym leaders, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of where he's at. Still towards the beginning of the game, but he's kind of just started. So
I feel bad because I never played Pokemon games before. I didn't have a Game Boy, right? So when he was telling me about them, expecting me to already know about it, and I'm like, who bra?
Yeah.
Or who Misty?
Yeah. Yeah, so he's doing pretty good at it. There's one of the most annoying places in the game is like this cave that you have to go through like pretty early on in the game, and it's annoying because you constantly keep running into Pokemon that you have to like either battle or run away from, and it's kind of, you don't really know which way to go. It's not very straightforward. You kind of get lost pretty easily in this cave. Or at least I did when I was a kid. And so he was having trouble with it. So I did help him, like, just get through the cave. And so the rest of the game, I feel like, is, for the most part, pretty straightforward. And since he's been playing that, I decided to also get an emulator on my phone.
Yes, I'm aware.
Yes. And so I was like, well, I've already played Leaf Green. I've already played the older ones, and I wanted to try one that I had never played growing up, and so I decided to try a game called Pokemon Black, which is, I think, the 5th generation. So I basically played like 1 through 3 growing up, and I just started getting like less and less interested over time, and I kind of stopped there. So I'm jumping back in at generation 5. I did try the 4th generation game, but it didn't work with the emulator, so I skipped it. That's kind of why I went to Pokemon Black.
Okay.
And it's all new Pokemon to me. They're like, none of them are from any of the old ones, so I don't recognize like hardly any of these Pokemon.
So you're saying you're not playing the same exact Pokemon game that Dylan's playing?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Yep.
The one I'm playing is
Black.
A lot newer.
Yeah.
It's still pretty old, but yeah.
And Dylan's one is Green.
Yep, Leaf Green.
I should play Yellow or Red. Ooh,
no,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'm good.
Yeah. And so, I'm still having fun with it. I don't really know, like, which Pokemon are the ones you're supposed to get, or which ones are better, or which ones evolve, or how many times, or what levels, or what abilities they get. So it's, like, all completely unfamiliar to me. So that part of it is kind of fun.
Good.
But
because I don't want you to keep playing the same game that you've played before. Something new is more fun to talk about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm about to fight the second gym leader too. So maybe progress-wise, I'm like right in line with where Dylan is on his.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing two different games, but both Pokemon games kind of alongside each other right now.
Good, good.
And then
I really thought for sure you were playing the same game at first, because I'm like, why you want to compete with Dylan on the progress or something?
Whoa. No, I mean, I already played that game, so
yeah,
and I remember that one pretty well.
Okay,
but I've also been playing Bizarre, which I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, which is that kind of auto battler roguelike, and not a whole lot to report on changes. I'm still having a lot of fun with it. I think one of the more annoying things is with each run, there's like a normal mode and a ranked mode. And in the normal mode, you have to get 10 wins, which is a lot, to basically beat normal mode. And then you get one ticket that you can use to play ranked mode. And if you don't get 10 wins, then you get nothing by playing normal mode. You only get anything out of normal mode if you get all 10 wins, which is not easy to do. And then in ranked mode, which you're spending one ticket from normal mode, you basically get like a chest at, what are they, like 4 wins, 8 wins, and 10 wins, or something like that. So if you do a perfect ranked run, you can get like 3 chests, which give you just like a little bit of credits each that you can put towards buying like a new character. And as long as I've been playing this, which is probably about a month now,
yeah,
I only have 2 characters. Which you start off with 1, so I've only been able to unlock 1 character.
Oh, it's really slow.
Yeah, and I'm maybe halfway to being able to unlock the 3rd character, which I'm really looking forward to, because like each character plays vastly different than the others, but it's just taking a long time to unlock them because like of how few rewards there are when you play. Like, one, you only get rewarded when you do really well. And 2, even when you are getting rewarded, it's not that much. So that part's kind of dragging it down a little bit. I know they're supposed to be adding a lot more new characters soon. So hopefully I get some more options when I do have enough credits to buy another character. But that's kind of the only thing in that game right now. I'm also still playing We Are Warriors a little bit. So just, it's been a little while since I updated everyone, but in that game, that's where you go through the different timelines and the different, you know, eras, and you're, you know, doing battle with other eras. And I'm on timeline 47, which feels wow. like a lot. Yeah. Each wow. timeline, I think, has like 6 different eras.
Can't believe that you're so far.
Yeah. And I mean, at this point, it just like repeats the same eras over and over again. So it's not really like
just different difficulty.
New. Yeah. And I've gotten to like new bosses and unlocked a bunch of heroes. And I feel like it's kind of, I mean, it's been feeling repetitive for a while now, but like it was still like adding new things to it every once in a while. And that's kind of stopped. So I'm,
You're never going to stop. Are you sure?
Yeah, I might be done.
Only time pretty will close. Tell.
Yeah, so I think I'm close to being done with the game for sure. I can tell that.
Okay, okay.
But enough about what I've been playing, because that's a lot already. What have you been playing this week?
So we've all my socializing and decorating.
Yeah, you didn't have a lot of time to play anything this week.
Yeah, apart from Tower Song, which I completed playing with you on stream.
Yep, and you actually beat the game before me.
I did. I did beat the game before you, and I actually started a new file again just to make sure I could play with a different character. Mm-hmm. I think like I like reading out all the conversations, all the dialogues that the characters have, and they have different characters, and I kind of want to like go through the game the second time just to like put a certain accent / voice to each character and like jot it down so I'm ready for our review.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even record a bit of it for content.
Yeah.
And that was why I kind of finish it faster because I was just like having fun role playing throughout the game. And you can see that on stream. And another thing that I've been playing mobile, because I don't want to go deep in Tower Song, is Puzzles and Survival Resident Evil Edition, which I've been playing for I don't know how many years already.
Long time now, too long.
No, it's not so long. Way too long. It's not the kind of game like We Are Warriors that you keep on advancing, you know? I mean, I do get higher commander level and my HQ gets like higher level. But that aside, we're building our alliance together, strengthening our alliance. So apparently there's some drama with other alliance in our state this past week. And we were threatened by other alliances. And somehow, like, you know, there was a risk of us being attacked. Because this is a warring game, right? So if you don't shield up or bubble up, you could get attacked. But we have this rule in our state that there is no attacking allowed, you know, except during Valiant Conquest, which I spoke about. And with this whole drama going on, which I am totally unsure what it is because I'm not always on the state chat. Or the Alliance chat.
You just logged in and everyone's like at each other's throats.
I know. And then they were like, we're going to be a tag and everything. And my first thought was like, okay, I need to fly out of this state.
And be like, oh my gosh, uninstall.
No.
It's the only way to escape.
That is not the only way to escape. Even if I uninstall it, it's going to still be attacking my sanctuary. So yeah, I was like desperate to like run out of the state, you know? Because it's from other alliances towards our alliance in the state. So I look at the ticket, the flight ticket, and the price was like 500,000 coins. And I bought one because I had enough money. And then it was sold out, right? Like immediately sold out. It was only allowed one a day to buy. And the funny thing was, they told me that, oh, I'm sorry, you are unable to fly out. You need 14 more tickets. And I'm like, how is this possible? So we're like stuck in a warring zone and unable to leave. So all we can do is just bubble up.
So wait, how is it a warring zone when it wasn't during your conquest thing?
Well, because that rule is just a state rule where everyone abides by. But, you know, you're still allowed to attack. And if all the other alliances
so is this someone in your state that was wanting to attack?
Yeah, someone in our state.
This is like a civil war thing going on?
But it's a different alliance. So a different alliance is like a different country. So same continent, different country trying to attack us. So, So yeah, all of us were like talking how we're all stuck where we are. We can't leave because we have no money. and just go through it. But thankfully, so I keep myself shielded throughout the whole drama event, and I don't think anyone's attacked me because they're unable to once you're shielded. But yeah, I did not expect a game to be so emotional, like invested, for people to be emotionally invested in a game to like get mad, you know what I mean? But I guess it makes sense.
Was it people that were specifically targeting your alliance, or they were just like, we're gonna attack anybody?
It was targeting our alliance.
That's when you're like, I'm not with these guys. Like, no. I'm going to join Switzerland over here. Be neutral.
No, because to join an alliance, the other alliance would have to accept you in. It's not like you can just join whichever. You need to apply and then people would like reject or accept you.
Yeah, sure. So that makes sense.
It's like applying for new citizenship. So yeah, it did not work. For us to just, and if you don't have any alliance, it's worse because that means you can be attacked at any time. People would think you're just there for attack.
Yeah.
So the whole reason of having an alliance is so that you have fellow friends protecting you, right? Your sanctuary, because you're one of them. So yeah, so far, so good. And remember last time when I told you about the Valiant Conquest that I lost, like, I need 24 times 30 minutes to repair. I have not finished repairing my gate because I don't log in every 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
But thankfully, today is the last day that I finally repaired it. So I don't play it as often as I talk about it, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a lot's been going on this week.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I checked. But yeah, that's about it for me in gaming.
All right, then let's jump into new game releases this last week. We have Temtem Swarm showing consoles to be announced and PC, Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake, I don't know how that works, on PC, PS5, Switch, and Xbox Series X, Flint, Treasure of Oblivion on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X, Lego Horizon Adventures on PC, PS5, and Switch, Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 on PC and Xbox Series X, Towers of Agazba on PC and PS5. Any of those stand out to you? I am curious to see how the Lego Horizon game is received, because one, a lot of people like the Horizon games, right? I'm still kind of playing through one, although it's been at least a month since I jumped in to Horizon Forbidden West, but the Lego games are also known for being pretty good. So Lego Horizon is interesting. Good combination, maybe.
Nope, nothing else then. Not to me.
All right, then what's new on Game Pass this week?
So new on Game Pass this week, just a couple. Spyro Reignited Trilogy on console, PC, and cloud. And Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024.
A day one release.
Yes.
I've never played any of the flight simulator games.
I might throw up, so.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be good for you regardless. So neither, probably not for either one of us.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for new games and Game Pass games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run through where people can find us over on Twitch at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod, where we stream every Tuesday evening, 8:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., sometime in between there is when we start.
Yeah.
Or over on YouTube at the Gamer Parents Podcast channel, where we post audio versions of each of these episodes.
Yep. You could also find us on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast, where we sometimes upload pictures and funny memes that we find on parenting or gaming.
You could also throw us a follow over on X at x.com/gamerparentspod. The best place to hang out with us would be the Discord server. Link for that is in the episode description. That is where we talk about life and games all throughout the week.
Yeah, but that is it for this episode.
Episode 115 is in the books.
Yep, we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.